The summit of New Hampshire's highest mountain is, of course, known for the worst weather in the world. But we learned late last week that the summit of Mount Washington is also home to some of the greatest questions in the world.
This mountain is man-made, isn't it?
Which of those mountains out there is Everest?
Is this named after the state of Washington?
What percentages of people who come up here die?
It's just mind-boggling sometimes.
Mike Pelcha is manager from Mount Washington State Park. Last week, he wrote a blog post of the top 100 true questions asked of Mount Washington State Park employees at the Summit Information Desk.
Since I started up there in 1979, we've kept a little secret list, and it has grown. There's over 300 questions, and we boiled down the top 100 out of 300.
Where are the president's faces carved into the mountain?
Does the train go up and down?
Those pile of rocks over there, that's for baking chicken, right?
This is my first time up Mount Washington. What am I supposed to do now?
This may sound hard to believe, but Mike Pelcha says not every question is as strange as it sounds. For example,
are those clouds on a time schedule?
Some folks think that the clouds are like on the same time schedule as the tides. You know, they're hoping to see something while they're on the summit, and the summit's in the clouds more often than not, and they think, us being local, we know exactly when those clouds are going to blow away.
Okay, but what about this one?
Is the summer White House up here?
Well, because it's the presidential range in the White Mountains, and it seems such a awesome place, they think, you know, maybe the president's summer is up here in such a magnificent area, I'm assuming. And I just want to make sure, too, that everybody knows that we don't belittle anybody. There is no dumb question. But some of these questions do make us pause before we can give a true professional answer.
I hiked all the way up here. Ain't I supposed to get a patch?
Okay, those water barrels along the auto road that say not for drinking, are they just there to torture thirsty hikers?
Is there a 1 hour time difference between here and the bottom of the road?
Are these rocks real? I can't imagine anyone carrying them up from the bottom.
Special thanks to the NHPR players, Taylor Quimby, Sarah Plord, Rick Ganley, Courtney Kenya, Amanda Loader, Nathan Chervek, Rebecca Lavoie, Beth Zelog, Ryan Lassard, Andrew Perella, performing some of the 100 true questions posed to the Mount Washington State Park Summit Information Desk. You can find a link to Park Manager Mike Pelch's blog post and all 100 questions by going to our website, nhpr.org. Okay, just one more.
Do you have a microwave oven? Can I use it to dry my boyfriend's pants?
Well, now you've all been asked foolish questions, and I think that you all know that you're bound to run into them most anywhere you go. And you all know the story of the man you meet on the way. You say to him, "Hey, how's tricks?" And you listen to him while he'll say he's just been to the funeral of poor old Uncle Ned. And the next question he's gonna ask is Ned dead? Foolish questions. You might as well reply, "No, Ned thought he'd have a funeral, and later on sometime he'd die." You know, he is so original that...